To reopen the country safely and responsibly as cases of coronavirus continue to spread, public health officials in various states really only had three simple requests. One, try to continue to stay home when possible. Two, if you head out into public places, wear a face mask. And three, continue to follow social distancing. Well, this long Memorial Day weekend seemed to prove that plenty of us are either incapable or unwilling to stick with any of that, so we will go in depth. From crowded restaurants in Orange County to packed pool parties in Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, do public health officials feel like they are losing the messaging battle? Let's start with our party weekend, when all of the rules, at least for many, seem to go right out the window. Dr. Ryan Nash directs the Center for Bioethics at the Ohio State School of Medicine. He has been helping to coordinate the COVID response of Ohio's Department of Public Health. Doctor, thank you. So I watched some of the TV pictures over the weekend. I actually talked to some people in other parts of the country. And it does seem like an awful lot of people ignored all those three things we mentioned you're supposed to do at the top of the program.
That's right. I've seen that as well. I think that this overall picture, I think we're seeing an infection spread of another sort, and that is the overwhelming infection of a lack of humility and a lack of charity towards others. It's been surprising how many have quickly, in a very, very short amount of time, become expert in epidemiology and infectious diseases and in virology and in public health and politics. And they assume that they know better. And they assume that they may have a risk that's different than what public health officials are saying. This lack of humility, I think, is really troubling. Lack of charity or love for neighbor is another great concern. In some ways, I don't think we should be surprised by it, in that we have a ruggedly individualistic culture that is driven by our entertainment, our pursuit for pleasure, and not always for our common good.
So what do we do with that, short of just waiting a couple weeks and seeing if there's an uptick in cases from some of these, especially the large gatherings that we saw?
Well, I think these pictures should give us pause. Hopefully it would sober us up, that while we want to maintain our health, our holistic health, and deal with our cabin fever, we should do it in a responsible way and care about our neighbor, not just ourselves. But we have so much to overcome. Most people still have a sense of invincibility. I see this in my patients that I care for, even with cancer or other diseases. When they get something, it's a surprise. It's as if health and not facing death is something that is something that they don't expect. They expect to have health. We see this in people wanting to blame for all sorts of things. We see this in the media as well, that you see things such as, you know, COVID outbreak in a nursing home, who's to blame? Well, when you have a vulnerable population in a small space that requires continual contact and care, even if facilities are careful, there still may be spread. But our penchant to want to blame, I think, is contributing to this. It's showing a lack of trust, a lack of trust in the messaging from media, a lack of trust from messaging from politicians and public health officials. And part of that has been earned lack of trust. There's been a lot of misinformation or a lot of changing positions that isn't always clearly shared just in information and guidance. Instead, it's politicized, it's weaponized, and is not helpful. So I think what we should do is to be sober, to be humble, to be careful and charitable, and to seek information, not the silly opinions of celebrities on social media, and not the sensational spectrum of fear all things and be paralyzed, and or the other end of the spectrum of a conspiracy theory saying this is all not true.
Do you think, though, that some of this is, you know, our culture in the U.S. is very youth-oriented, and I'm wondering if it's coming back to haunt us with this, because while, when looking at some of the pictures over the weekend, while there were certainly some people who were older who weren't wearing masks and were certainly not social distancing, by and large, it did seem to be a younger demographic. And I'm wondering if that's because there's less reverence of older people in this culture than there is in some other parts of the world.
I think it's common for younger people to find themselves and think themselves more invincible. Clearly, there is an age bias in American culture, one that favors youth over age. That should be corrected in our thoughts. But we also are a culture that has denied death for a long time. Most people, if you think about the history of the world, most people had seen people die. Most Americans have never watched a person die, unless it's on television or in the movies, and that's not the way people really die. So we've removed ourselves from, even though we're probably the most medicinalized culture in the history of the world, we remove ourselves and isolate ourselves from disease and death in a way that gives us an unrealistic view of life. And it distorts our values, where it's about the pursuit of pleasure, about the pursuit of distracting entertainment, and not a concern over the things needful.
Dr. Ryan Nash directs the Center for Bioethics, Ohio State School of Medicine. Dr. Nash, thanks.